USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bottom line is this trip is about, once again, positioning America in this region for the future. We are not going to leave a vacuum in the Middle East for Russia or China to fill.
President Biden's comments in Saudi Arabia on Friday. Biden meeting with Saudi officials where he said they discussed energy security, opening Saudi's airspace to Israel, and human rights. Fresh off a trip to the Texas border with Mexico, a group of Republican senators say they're shocked at what they saw. The expedition was led by Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn.
Dead bodies that, frankly, are not the kind of thing that any of us want to look at, but it is the reality.
The senator blaming the Biden administration for the problems on the U.S.-Mexico border. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Senator Joe Manchin said Thursday he won't support the president's Build Back Better plan. On the West Virginia radio show Metro News Talkline, Manchin says it won't be inflammatory to add more inflation.
It takes the taxes to pay for the investment in the clean technology that I'm in favor of. But I'm not going to do something and overreach that causes more problems.
His decision comes after Wednesday's CPI report showing that inflation rate jumped to 9.1%, the highest in 40 years. The president now saying he supports a slimmed-down bill that aims at lowering prescription drug prices. Tiger Woods got emotional as he finished his second round at the Open Championship in Scotland. Woods is at 9 over par and missed the cut. Woods saying he doesn't know if he'll be physically able to play another Open Championship at St. Andrews. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, but I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Another member of the Biden administration is weighing in on inflation.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen weighed in on the latest inflation numbers while Republicans continue to blast the Biden administration over the rising costs of goods. Yellen, on a conference call Thursday, said inflation is unacceptably high, end quote. Republican Senator James Lankford from Oklahoma during a press briefing on Capitol Hill.
This is the Biden economy. This economy that we have right now of 9.1% inflation is directly tied to the Democrat policies and the things that they have passed in the past year that have dramatically increased the prices on Americans. While they talk about their benevolence, they're going to go help everyone, they're actually pushing prices up on everyone right now, and we continue to deal with energy issues now.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The government is ordering another 2.5 million doses of the monkeypox vaccine. The Department of Health and Human Services says deliveries will arrive in the Strategic National Stockpile beginning in 2023. That will bring the United States' supply to almost 7 million doses. NASCAR drivers this weekend are making their way to the New Hampshire Motor Speedway for the Ambetter 301. Green flag drops just after 3 o'clock Eastern Time Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.